All-American half pound. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
Jimmy's not here, and yet he's everywhere.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Well, I mean, you can never erase the initial image. I mean, I first met him, we were recording Tommy. And Kit Lambert, our manager, brought him in. He said, look, because we just started our own record label, it was Track Records.
Right.
He said, I've just signed a new guy. And he brought Jimmy in, you know. We thought, wow, where did he come from? Because he looked, you know, like completely outrageous. And he was really quiet, you know. And he said, well, yeah, but what does he do? He said, well, he's a blues guitarist, you know.
Talk about me like a dog. Talk about the clothes I wear. The key on the wheel as it's one, two, three. Ow! It's why you can't hold me down. I'm the one of the time. I gotta move on. Sometimes I could feel my heart kind of rolling hard. The twin I've got to move before I get home. Lose me, the twine. You can't hold me down. I don't want to be turned down. And
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in this very special episode, we are commemorating the 50th anniversary of the death of a man many people consider to be the greatest electric guitar player ever. Yes, I'm talking about James Marshall Hendrix, Jimi Hendrix, who tragically died September 18th, 1970, age 27. After what I think is best explained as accidentally taking too many barbiturates, sleeping pills, after drinking alcohol and then choking on his own vomit. A fate which has sadly claimed many others, including AC/DC's first vocalist, Bon Scott. Our exact theme is called Reflections of Jimi Hendrix. And what I'm doing for you in this sound collage is mixing up cool cover versions of songs either written by or closely associated with Jimi Hendrix, along with interview excerpts by people who knew him, reflecting on their experiences. So in this episode, Jimi is everywhere and yet nowhere. This is essentially an intimate, uniquely third-person musical documentary about him, with people who knew him talking about him, playing their versions of his songs they loved. But everything we're getting from Jimi Hendrix is coming through somebody else. There's a very godlike aspect to that. If you've been listening to some of my previous shows for a while, you might say, Edward, since you have a featured artist that the whole show is going to revolve around, shouldn't this be a Tears of the Gods sound collage instead of a genre-jumping plastic sushi mix? Starting off, of course, with some Japanese music. And then I would say, good job. You've been paying attention. This one could have gone either way. We are starting off with some Japanese music. In our intro set, we heard from a Japanese band called The Swooners with their version of Stone Free from an incredible compilation called GS I Love You 2, Japanese Garage Bands of the 1960s. The second in a series of songs by actually Japanese group sounds bands, as they were known in the 1960s. And we've got another Japanese band coming up soon. But Jimi Hendrix was such an incredible talent who has profoundly influenced so many other musicians that people make not just blues and rock versions of his songs, but also jazz and funk and soul and ambient covers. Backing me up right now is the Turtle Island Quartet with their version of Gypsy Eyes. In the intro, you heard Roger Daltrey, lead singer of The Who, his recollection of meeting Jimi. And there's more of that coming up later in the show. In Jimmy's all-too-short professional career, he released just 3 studio albums and 1 live album. Although there were plenty of tapes that were recorded and quite a number of posthumous albums of varying quality that have been released. What would music be like today without Jimi Hendrix? What if he hadn't been discharged early from the Army in 1962, but instead eventually went to Vietnam? What if Chaz Chandler hadn't taken an interest in him and produced, and I do mean produce, his first album? As in all of life, there are a zillion other what-ifs. Do you know who Brian Kernahan is? If you listen to WMFO a while, you at least know his voice, because he does some of WMFO's station IDs with Kraftwerk, Computer World, and Computer Love. But besides that, He co-wrote the book on the C programming language and was very instrumental in its development and that of the Unix operating system and all that C rot, which is Windows and Mac OS and Android and iOS. Just about every bit of computer technology around us has some bit of Brian Kernighan's genius embedded in it. Jimi Hendrix's touch is a lot like that in modern music. Well, perhaps a little bit less than Brian Kernighan in computing, because that's like everything around us in our technological world. But Jimi Hendrix wasn't just a rock and roll and blues guitar player. As you'll hear in this show, he influenced a lot of music stylistically, and arguably the funk music that developed after his death with Parliament and Funkadelic and Bootsy Collins and everybody else who picked up on things Jimmy was doing and developed it further. All that should be recognized as music having some debt to Jimmy, to the music he made, to his sense of experimentation, just as much as all those guitar players who at various times were pegged the next Jimi Hendrix. In the first main set of this show, we're going to be hearing Jeff Beck and Seal collaborating on a version of Manic Depression, and then Earth, Wind, and Fire with their version of Voodoo Child, Slight Return, followed by a public service message I'm going to send out to DJ Chris Major, host of Strike the Box on Thursdays, noon to 2 p.m., when that's possible. But first, we're going to start off with a song that wasn't written by Jimi Hendrix, but proved to be tremendously important in his career, as you'll hear described by his first manager and producer, Chaz Chandler. Here's the Japanese band, the Golden Cups, with their version of Hey Joe.
downtown, going back to gun, yeah. Going downtown, going back to gun, yeah. Hey, yo, where you going? A gun in your hand now. Hey, yo, where you going? A gun in your hand, I said.
The man who first guided Jimmy's meteoric rise as a featured performer was Chaz Chandler. In 1966, Chaz was beginning his last tour of duty as the bass player with the original Animals. He wanted to switch from performing to record production. Then he met Jimi Hendrix. Here's Chaz.
I first heard of Jimi Hendrix through a girl called Linda Keith, who was a friend of mine. She'd met him in New York, and bumped into Linda in a club, and she said there was this lad in the village who was brilliant, I should say. She knew I was going to try my hand at record production and not go on as a musician. So I went with her the next day to a little club called the Café War in Greenwich Village, which was a little coffee house, really, with musicians playing downstairs. And saw Jimmy playing there. The most amazing coincidence was that I'd found a record by Tim Rose, which I loved, called Hey Joe. And I was determined to come back to England with that track and find an artist to record. And when I saw Jimmy this, I think it was a Tuesday afternoon in New York, the first song he played was Hey Joe. And it was, he just stood there as if like fate had just taken a hand. That was it. I knew what I was going to do when the Animals broke up. I was going to bring Hendrix to England and record Hey Joe.
Is touching my soul. I know what I want, but I just don't know how to go about getting it. Feeling sweet feeling drops on my fingers.
my woman. She's so willing. She's the cause of my pain. My pain. Somehow it all seems to be the same. To tell you how I feel. Oh, I feel. I
Jimmy stay in touch with Al, your dad? Did he stay in touch on a regular basis? Were you aware that he had traveled to England?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of funny because I think when people say, oh, you're Jimmy's family, people don't kind of think of Jimmy as an alien or something that just kind of appeared. And I realized that, you know, he had a family and he was very much connected to the whole family and called all the time on a regular basis to say that he was here or there. And we always had his tour schedule and knew where he was. And we had numbers to reach him, as well as him, of course, you know, calling us on a regular basis.
Back to your holidays.
Hey, Ranger, why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that people can be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back off or I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, State Forester, and the Ag Council.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we are commemorating the 50th anniversary of the tragic death of Jimi Hendrix with a theme called Reflections of Jimi Hendrix, where I'm mixing up cool cover versions of his songs along with interview excerpts by people who knew him. So in this episode, Jimmy is in a way everywhere and yet nowhere. We began that set with a song not written by Jimi Hendrix, but by a guy named Billy Roberts, who was born in South Carolina in 1936 and is perhaps best described as a folk singer. That was the Japanese band The Golden Cups and their version of Hey Joe from an album called Far East Rock Collection 70s. Then Jeff Beck and Seal collaborating together on Manic Depression, followed by Earth, Wind, and Fire and their version of Voodoo Child, Slight Return. Next was a public service message from Smokey Bear, going out to our favorite WMFO firefighter, DJ Chris Major, host of Strike the Box, and then Nigel Kennedy with his cool cover version of Jimi Hendrix's song Fire, which I found on the album Stone Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. Backing me up right now is Stevie Ray Vaughan with his version of Voodoo Child. In the next set, we're going to hear some recollections from Noel Redding and Mitch Mitchell, Jimmy's bass player and drummer in his first band, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. And we're going to mix those up with some cool covers by Pat Metheny and Prince. But first, let's start things off with Buddy Guy and his version of Red House, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. her sister will.
Happy how do you do to you. It's In Sound time again. Time for one of you listeners to pick the record that we turn the spotlight on. On the line, we have a young gal who wrote from Tampa, Florida, Helen White. And Helen, hello.
Hi, Harry.
Helen, what would you say is one of the records really moving up the charts in Tampa?
Well, I think Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix is
going to
be a hit.
Okay, Foxy Lady, our featured record then. Helen, thank you for picking it, sweetie.
All right, thank you.
Foxy. And you know you're a sweet little lovemaker. Foxy. Listen up. I wanna take you home. Foxy Lady,
Foxy,
hey. Foxy. Foxy, I see you all the time down on the scene. Foxy, ooh, so fine, you make me want to get up and scream. Listen here, woman. I've made up my mind. Sick and tired of wasting all my precious time. You got to be all mine, all mine. Foxy lady, uh-huh.
Drummer, a keyboard player, and this black guy from America, and we played about three tunes. This is September 1966 now, and Chandler said to me, well, Hendrix said to me, he said, do you want to join my group? So I said, yeah, I'll come back up to London. I was living like 70 miles from London at that point. I had to get up there on the train. So I said, yeah, I'll come back up if you give me the train fare.
Foxy.
With Noel on bass, the next priority became finding a drummer. Enter Mitch Mitchell.
Chaz called up. Well, I can't do the Newcastle accent. Hey, boy, well, I got this gig for you, you know. Don't know if you're interested. You should come and play with this guy. This guy is the best thing you've ever seen on two legs that plays guitar. So, yeah, okay. I'll go and have a play with this guy. And I did. Well, I did the first rehearsal. I think Chaz called the next day. I said, hey, you know, would you like to have another play? I was still a bit iffy. Well, you know, so what does it entail? Well, listen, we've definitely got this tour of 2 weeks in France with Johnny Hallyday, who was like the Elvis Presley of France. And I've gone, well, yeah, that sounds realistic. You know, I mean, like, hey, either way, a couple of weeks on the road in France, yeah, that'll be nice.
are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. This is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, and we are commemorating the 50th anniversary of the tragic passing of Jimi Hendrix, who many people believe was the world's best ever electric guitar player. But in this episode, we aren't hearing from Jimmy himself directly at all. Instead, I'm playing you cool cover versions of songs by people who admired him and some interviews with people who loved him. We began the last set with Buddy Guy and his version of Red House, followed by Say Low and Foxy Lady. Then we heard from Pat Metheny, his jazz version of Third Stone from the Sun. And Prince finished us off with not Red House, but Purple House, which I found on the outstanding compilation Power of Soul, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. Behind me right now, my ambiance is Devoted Spirits with Who Knows. In the next set, we're going to hear again from his sister Janie Hendrix and Eddie Kramer, his engineer, who later went on to become not just an outstanding engineer for so many other artists, but one of the world's best music producers. Eddie Kramer went on to work with bands including Led Zeppelin, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, and Kiss. And when I was an intern at North Lake Sound Recording Studios in 1979 and 1980, he was the most famous person I ever got coffee for. In this next set, we're going to be hearing cool cover versions of Jimmy's songs performed by Living Color, The Pretenders, and Eric Clapton.